Wednesday of the Holy Pascha. The readings continue to tell the narrative of our relationship with God. Throughout the week, we have been revisiting, through the prophecies, the stories of creation, the fall, the ups and downs of our journey with God throughout the entire Old Testament. We are understanding more about what God intended from man, that we were meant to live in unity and love with Him. We inch towards the telling of the narrative of the Old Covenant in order to understand the New. The readings are pointing us at the person of Christ, how He is the fulfillment of all those prophecies, and that He is the solution to our predicament. As we start to see with emerging clarity the image of Christ as our Paschal Lamb, we might see the beauty in the work of this repentant woman that we read about today. Before the Paschal Lamb was slaughtered, there was a day of preparation for those lambs. The lambs to be used for the Passover were prepared for the slaughter. They were washed, cleaned, and groomed. In like manner, the woman in the house of Simon, without knowing it, was preparing the Lord for His sacrifice. The anointing of this repentant woman was indeed the preparation for His burial. How beautiful that in her repentance she got to participate in the Passion of Christ in such an intimate way. How beautiful that her tears were a balm to our Savior in a time of deep physical agony. Unlike Mary, Judas saw the scene differently. Instead of being moved by the mercy of God, he was scandalized. Instead of the year's worth of money spent on the alabaster and perfume, Judas would receive money. Instead of accompanying our Lord in His passion, Judas would betray Him and cause the sequence of secular events that climax on Thursday and Friday of this great and holy week. Because Judas betrayed Him on this day, making his bargain with the authorities, the church sanctified a fast for all Wednesdays. Reflect on whether you are moved toward love by our Lord's love or towards hatred. Does the mercy of God towards others make you upset, even as the older son did in the story of the prodigal son? Or do you marvel at His long-suffering kindness? Are your means used to honor the Lord, to anoint Him, or do you, at His expense, seek means? The Lord stretches His arm out to heal and forgive, even when all seems dark. Christ our God came and suffered, that through His suffering He may save us. Let us glorify Him and exalt His name, for He has had mercy on us according to His great mercy.